Welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultra Sound System. I'm Anna Harding.
And I'm Ali Bailey. You're listening to episode 43, and I've just been distracted by a video of Jason Fox on Instagram.
Gosh.
Hey, Jason Fox, are you listening? Oh, he's just talking about how sad he had a case of the sads, and he was talking to Mark Ormerod, who I love. Okay. Welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultra Sound System, everybody.
We've done that.
How are you doing, Anna?
I'm really good, thank you, Ali. How are you?
I'm just great, thanks very much.
Well, actually, when we did our little pre-chat, because we do like actually do a little pre-show plan, don't we, for like a minute, you told me that you were tired, and actually, you are the second person this week, and it's only Tuesday, to have said to me, I'm tired, and then backtracked and gone, oh yeah, but I don't want to say that I'm tired to you.
That's because this is the magic of the internet.
You're allowed to be tired, and you're allowed to tell me that you're tired. Just because I'm tired as well doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be tired.
Do you think that people are avoiding telling you that they're tired because you're pregnant?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. So it's like, oh, well, there's no, like, I'm not as tired as you are, though. You're growing a human. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. You're allowed to be tired. It was one of my clients, actually. He'd been on a work trip to Benidorm.
God, what is he, a fucking rep?
No, he's not. He's like, he works in compliance, which is like legal
compliance
stuff.
Of reps.
Went large in Benners, as he described it.
Did he though?
Didn't describe it
I
as going
can't imagine
large.
Benners is that large in February, March.
They call it Benners though. But yeah, everyone's allowed to be tired.
And
it's not a comparison. It's like with mental health as well. It's like, oh, I'm really sad, but not as sad as you, because things haven't been as bad for me as they have for you, so I can't be sad. That's the kind of like comparison, isn't it, that you get stuck in?
Yeah, I mean, I am tired, but I am, I'm walking on sunshine, me, you know me, walking on sunshine, like Casey and
Is that on
Sunshine
the
Band.
playlist?
No, it's not on the playlist for a reason.
Don't think that's Casey and Sunshine Band, is it?
It is. No,
is
it's
it
not. It's
Casey
Thingy and
and the
Thingy.
Sun? No, is it Katrina
It's
and the Waves?
because I just said sunshine and I said
Yeah.
Sunshine Band. Now,
Yeah.
my tiredness is manifesting itself in me not being able to communicate like a person. So,
Oh, welcome to my
yeah.
world.
So I'm writing some slides at the moment for a présentation, which is French for presentation, that I'm going to give
Really not.
on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
And I can't think of words. So I'm like, what's another word for display?
Oh my
What's
God,
another word
your
for...
presentation's going to end up like Joey when he wrote the letter for Monica and Chandler and Friends about adopting the child, and he put the whole thing through a thesaurus and it made no sense.
Yeah, it's basically like an AI presentation because it doesn't. I'm like, what's that word again? The problem, and the other problem is this presentation is going to take place after a 31-mile run across the Brecon Beacons. And it's not just me that's having done the run, it's everybody watching the presentation. Can you imagine how fucked everyone's going to be?
Oh my God. Don't use like clever, difficult words then.
Exactly. So
They won't know what they mean.
I might as well just put nice photos and be like, just don't be a dick and you'll be fine. Like, that's pretty much it, isn't it? But
That's
yeah,
a good one, isn't it?
it's so are you struggling with words?
Oh my God. So when I'm teaching classes and people are now like, oh, it's baby brain. I'm like, yeah, it is. When I'm teaching classes, I'm trying to like scramble for the words that I want to say, but my brain's not working quickly enough. I think one, because there's a lot going on up there at the moment, like thinking about stuff, but two, because, you know, I'm tired and all of my energy is going to growing the baby. So I'm like, oh, and now do this with your leg. And then I'm like, no, not your leg, your arm. Because if you do it with your leg, we'll be playing Twister. That makes no sense.
Amazing.
So yeah, I'm struggling to like get it. It takes me longer to get to the word that I want to say than it used to. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
It's great, isn't it?
No, it's so annoying.
When do you think it'll stop? Ever?
Well, no, some people say it will never stop.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm quite
They're
clever.
like,
I always thought I was quite clever. I really hope mine stops soon. But
yours probably will. I imagine that yours will. I think the mine will never stop because I'll forever be tired because I'll forever be picking up after a tiny human.
That is true. Do you have to pick the poos up like you do dog poos?
No, but they like poo in their nappies, don't they? So you
Oh.
have to like sort out all of the poo that goes down their back
I
because
do
it's
like
scratched.
these questions I ask. I think other people enjoy them too.
Have you got a win for this week, Ali?
I have got a win. My win. It's not just my win. It's the people's win. It's the people's champion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dean Cox, the podcast pet. Round of applause. Dean Cox is a living legend.
He's a hard-working living legend.
He's doing so good. So last week, which on Thursday, he did his first 50K at Southsea with Big Bear. Big Bear of Claxton, bang, 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 bang. Big Bear will be getting
Equal
none of the
album.
mentions this week because there was no mentions last week before last.
Was
There were
there
no
not?
mentions. No.
Oh,
No.
I'm sorry, Paul Album. Do I have to say
So,
Paul Album's name like three times in the mirror or something? Paul
ho,
Album,
ho,
Paul.
ho, Paul Albin. He's got his own jingle now. So,
Green Giant.
yeah. God, he won't
Oh,
like that. Not Paul Albin, Dean Cox, right? For those of you who are new, who have just dived into episode 43, what are you doing? Go back to the beginning.
Wild. Start this beginning.
Crazy. Don't say that word. So, Dean
Wild.
Cox. Gives me the it, like the proper it. Dean Cox is training for London to Brighton, which is in May. It's 100 kilometres from London to Brighton. And he is in slap bang in the middle of his training right now, right in the middle, right in the middle. But he is like knocking out records, his own little records. He's just done his, he did his first super marathon a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He did his first ultra marathon last week.
Yeah.
And then next week, he's doing his first 50 miler.
He, I, not, I didn't upset him because I sent him a message because he was saying that he was, I don't know what he said. He said
Being
something
mobbed
and
in
I said,
Sainsbury's on the regular.
no, he was saying something about the fact that he's just like got all these races coming up and he's like, well, why have I got all these races coming up? And I replied to him and called him a race slag.
A race slag.
Yeah, he has
Oh.
got a lot of races booked in, you see. And I then followed it up. You know, when you send something and then you just start stewing over it and you go, oh my God, he's going to take that the wrong way. I really hope he doesn't take that the wrong way. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant like there's lots of races and I was being funny. So I then sent a follow-up message and I was like, I'm really sorry. Please don't take offense. I meant it as a joke, but also you've got a lot of races. And he found it funny. He
I
sent
was
me a
going to
voice
say,
note
I
immediately.
don't
Ooh.
think he's ever taken offence to anything anyone's ever said to him. Because he's so
Yeah.
goddamn nice.
I know, but you just wonder whether maybe inside he might take it that way.
Inside, keep it all inside and let it out on the
Internally.
start line of London to Brighton like a
Yeah,
horrible
exactly.
banshee. Right. But the point I'm trying to make for you here,
Yes.
listener, is Dean Cox. I get a lot of clients who are like, I can't. Oh, that's really hard. Oh, he is absolutely nailing it. And he's not doing it with a big smile on his face either. He's showing the hard graft on stories. Like, he has come from zero to like hero. He really is working his bollocks off. So if you want to be like inspired by somebody, Dean Cox is the one to follow. It's at Running Cox on Instagram. And I'm just so proud of him. We had a chat yesterday and he said to me that his brain feels like less of a cloud and he's more practical and pragmatic just in his life generally from the running training he's been doing. And I just
Good.
think that is such a massive win, isn't it? Like when you can
Yeah.
like put it into real life. Like, how's he doing on his strength stuff? Because he seems to be doing a lot better than I am, put it that way.
He's brilliant at his strength stuff. From the updates that I get from him, from the weights that we're using but like now versus when we first started, like I get these funny little replies from him when I send him his sessions that are like like for example, I'll give him a deadlift and it'll be a bit heavier than we have been doing. And he's like, oh, that's a new one. I'll give it a go. But he's open to anything and he will do anything because he trusts the process that we're putting him through, which is so nice. He is like a puppet in a way because we are just like, you do this and he'll go and do it and then it's great. But also like the dedication to the gym. So I have his schedule for running vaguely from him so that I can sort of tailor, drop him back some of the
It's a very vague
strength.
schedule. You know me as a coach. I'm like, do what you want when you fancy it.
No, but it's obviously, it changes and he gets races booked in and what have you. But he was in the gym the day after, I think he did his ultra during his strength session because, it's one of those things where he is going from never having run further than a marathon. And let's not forget that marathon that he did was literally only October. So it wasn't that long ago anyway. And so, yes, he's done his first ultra last week, but that was his long run. So he's in a training block. So he's, you don't just do a race and then not do anything for 2 weeks or a
Nope.
week or whatever.
Nope.
You keep going in your training block.
Yeah. I'm very kind to him and I tend to let him have less running the week after he's done big ones. But
Yeah,
I know he's got heaps of
obviously.
strength going.
Yeah.
But he I just want to highlight that if you want to see someone who is actually doing the work, he is doing the fucking work so hard and is just
Yeah.
well worth following, well worth sharing, well worth making Dean into a minor celebrity in his own right because he really is. Like I look at his plan, I'm like, oh, that's punchy. We've got 60 mile a week this week. I'm like, oh, shit, Ali, you gave him that. It's not just magically appeared.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will all be at Salsey Forest. I'm going down to Salsey Forest. If you go down to the woods today. I'll try to work out a song for Salsey Forest. I will work one out. On the 24th of March, I'm going to go down and I might do a couple of laps and I might not Sunday. And we're all going to, and Dean's going to be there. Lots of people are going to be there running around in loops, having a nice time, 50 miles and 50K and 10K and 5K and whatever else. So yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Well, I've had a lovely little win actually. So this whole like being pregnant stuff is it's quite nerve-wracking, especially when it's your first time. Like I've literally seen medical professionals about this pregnancy 3 times so far, and I'm 6 months in, which I find mental, by the way. And so I'm 25 weeks, and they say that you should start feeling like movements and stuff from about like 18, 19. Now, I have not felt anything. And there is a medical reason for that. It's because, not to bore you, but I've got the placenta is at the front of my tummy, so it's basically like a cushion. So anytime she kicks or whatever, it's like absorbed by that. But it is a bone of anxiousness in my everyday life. Like I literally think about it all the time. And I've spoken to loads of my friends about it who've had the same as me, and they've reassured me that they didn't feel anything for like till 25, 26, 27, even 28 weeks. So, although it's in the back of my mind, I am like rational about it, and I'm like, it's okay. But anyway, long story short, we had a little kicks at the weekend. Now
Ah,
I can feel her move, and so now I feel so much better and more relieved. So
and within 3 weeks, you're gonna be like, for fuck's sake, stop moving.
stop moving. Yeah, because so my pregnancy yoga class, there's a girl that I met at the just last week, and she's a runner as well. My yoga teacher hates that I still run. Like
Really?
she makes comments about it every week. So last week I was like, I didn't go the week before because I was really tired and I'd finished work dead late. And I'd say last week when I went, she mentioned about running. And I went, yeah, we ran a 10K the other week and got a medal. She was horrified.
Why is she horrified? Does she think it's going to fall out or something?
No, I think she's just from like the old school brigade of, when you're pregnant, you just gentle movement, like don't like rag it or whatever.
Don't rag it.
I'm not ragging it,
Don't
like
you be
it's
going out there dropping 5 minute miles, Anna. Stop
no, I
ragging
don't
it.
think I've ever done maybe I've done one. But yeah, so there's another girl, thank God, who's in this block of classes with me, who's also a runner. So we both get vilified for being runners. And so I was having a nice chat with her, and she was like saying, oh, after you run, like when you finish running, do you feel like your baby's moving more? And I was like, ah, let me tell you a story about my baby moving.
Your legs are doing this. Whee!
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that now. I went running, so I went and did Kingsbury Water Park park run at the weekend. Shout out to Kingsbury Water Park, beautiful little place, two
Oh, do you get
lapper.
to go splash him?
Ralphie went splashing.
Did he? Is it a
He
human water
did.
park or a dog walk water park?
It's not got slides and things.
Imagine putting dogs on the lazy river at Centre Parks. Now that is content I'd pay to see.
Ralphie wouldn't stay in the dinghy.
No, he doesn't need to be in the dinghy. He wouldn't be in the dinghy. We just put them in. So we
Oh,
take
and
all
they
the chlorine
just.
out and they just slide down the slide and they're just paddling in the pools and they slide down the other sides. Can you imagine the joy?
Yeah. Oh my God. Why are there no dog water parks?
Are there dog water parks? Question for the pod. Are there dog water parks? Let's see.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there's not. I think we would have heard about it by now. Maybe we ought to start one.
Yes. Oh my God, I can start it at the commune. That's what I'll do. I'll start at the commune. I've got a dog park near me that's got like loads of ponds and stuff that they can jump in. So it's kind of like a mini dog water park, but there's no slides. And I think they'd like a
Yeah.
slide.
I think they'd like a slide, yeah.
Anyway, you back to the park run.
Yeah. So yeah, I was at Kingsbury Water Park, not a water park, it's just a place with lots of lakes. Beautiful one, really nice, and highly recommend. Little two lapper, flat as a pancake. You'd love it. Not.
Brilliant. I don't mind a park run. I might start going to park run.
Oh, someone's told us that we need to go to a park run. Can't remember who
Who?
it is. Someone put on our Instagram and said you and Ali should come.
Oh yeah,
Maybe it
but
was
no.
Aylesbury Park Run.
Oh yeah, but no.
No.
I'll go to park run if it's very near my house or if I'm like somewhere that it's very near. But it's such a short distance to like go to. Like I don't want to drive to one, really. I can be
No.
helped.
Fair
But I
enough.
might start doing them for speed purposes. Anyway, so that's good. How do you have a thing projected park run timeline of when you're like, I'm going to stop doing park run at this point in the pregnancy now?
No, I'm not putting a timeline on it. Although in the car on the way home from park run this week, me and Neil were talking about going to a park run. I can't remember where, but like in May. And he was like, do you think you'll still be running by then? I was like, I don't know, bozo. And he was like, yeah, but realistically. And I was like, well, I'm not putting a date on it.
You can still
So,
walk around a park run.
well, yeah, exactly. That's what I've said I'll do. And I can like volunteer as tail walker and like when I'm proper immobile. Although I might not be immobile. There are loads of people that say that they ran right up until the day they gave birth.
I was with
Not on
Laura. I
purpose,
was
but
with Laura Swanton-Llewellyn at the weekend.
oh
Three
yeah.
kids. She went into labour running, and then
Yeah.
the day after she ran a 10K. That's not, I'm not saying you should be doing that, but I'm saying that's what she did because that's how she felt comfortable. And
Yeah.
like,
Fine.
that's fucking berserk. But then she does win things all the time. She's an
Yeah,
elite
yeah, yeah.
athlete. So there you
That's
go.
it. So if you're
But
elite, yeah, and that's
yeah,
what you're used to,
that's
fine.
what, yeah.
I can guarantee you I will not be doing a 10K the day after. But I also, yeah, I'm not going to put a date on it. I just want to run until I can't anymore.
Sounds like me on the
Not
regular.
anymore. Yeah, exactly. I
Talking.
think it's a great way to be. Like, eventually, one day, for all of us, it doesn't matter whether you're having a baby or not, but one day, for all of us, there will come a time when we can't go out for a run. And so the fact that we get to run and the fact that we have this like amazing hobby and get to do amazing things.
Say that shit. Why would you say that shit to me? Look at my
What?
face. What do you mean there'll be a day when I
Why
can't
you?
run anymore?
Yeah. There's
No.
an amazing, I've spoken about it before on the pod. There's an amazing girl called Esme Gummer, and she was paralyzed in an accident and she was told that she wouldn't run again. So there was a long time during her recovery where she couldn't run. And now she's like smashing out. She's going to do the Tribe Run for Love again this year. She does it every year, 260 kilometers in Namibia this
Oh,
year.
nice. Oh, it's favorite place.
So, yeah, and she started the Say Yes Club, as in, you know, say yes to these things when you can do them, because there will, I'm sorry, there will be a day where maybe you have to say no.
No, they won't. Anyway, talking about running until you can't anymore, just a quick one on
Yeah.
the old grim.
Oh, yeah, this is a great segue into this. Well done,
But I'm
Ali.
actually grimming it. Because it is just unbelievable.
It's wicked. It's so cool.
Friend of the pod, Camille. Hi,
Oh,
Camille.
yeah. Hi, Camille. Keep running.
Camille has set 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 world records in the last 6 days. So
That's
Camille's out
disgusting.
running in the circles in
She hasn't
America.
stopped
She
for
hasn't stopped.
6 days.
I mean, she has stopped. She's had a couple of kips and she's had some food and she's had some sleep, some naps, some super naps. But she's basically, it's Lululemon's Run Further event, right? She's trying to crack the 6-day men's record. And all the other Lululemon ambassadors are out there as well, doing their thing, doing their relays and their thing. But it's Camille that's stealing the show here. Because not only is she smashing records, but she's running around in a cowboy hat and a very snazzy outfit.
Yeah.
She's dancing. She's
Yeah.
having a great time. Just to put this into context, everybody, Camille's currently on 500, last check, 511 miles in 5.5 days.
Ridiculous.
511 miles running in 5.5 days, right? So the records that she smashed are the women's 48-hour open road record. In 48 hours, she did 247 miles.
That's disgusting.
Women's 72-hour, 342 miles. Women's 300 mile, right? It took her 2 days, 11 hours, 54 minutes, and 28 seconds to do 300 miles.
That's quicker than 100 miles in 24 hours times three.
Yeah. It took me 3 hours. Three days, 6 hours to do 200 miles on the world horse. It's fucking mad. It's like beyond the realms of possibility, this is. Like, anyone's possibilities.
I wonder what the average pace is for that.
I'm sure that the stats will come in. As soon as she stops, we can start working on the stats. Women's 500K, 2 days, 14 hours, 45 seconds. Women's 600K, 3 days, 9 hours, 23 minutes. Those are what she's broken so far. She's looking to break.
Go back to that 300 mile one.
2 days.
So that's 24 hours times two. Yeah.
11 hours.
That's plus another 11 hours. Yeah.
54 minutes.
54.
Yeah. 28 seconds.
Oh, and 28 seconds. We need the seconds. So that's 59 hours, 54 mm-hmm. minutes and 28 seconds to do 300 miles.
Yeah.
Per mile.
No, don't.
Oh, my God.
Don't. Don't.
12-minute miles.
No.
What actually is she? Camille, you're not real. That's a 7.5-minute K average.
No.
I was doing 8-minute Ks around park running at the weekend.
I'm thinking, go me. Yeah. I don't even really know what to say. It's just unbelievable. But the most amazing thing about it is the way she's carrying herself. Like, yeah. She is having a good laugh.
She's having fun.
She looks great. This is Instagram versus reality. There's a live feed. You can watch it. She's like bumbling. The photos, she's like the photos of her resting. She's slumped in the chair with these amazing sunglasses on, chugging 0% Guinness and eating bacon out of a cup. It's like, you're such a fucking savage, Camille.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So, that is, for me, that's grim, because I'm just like, how? Why? I want to talk to her when she's finished. I mean, she won't want to talk to me when she's finished, but give it a couple of weeks and then I'll talk to her about it. But it just must be, it's just unbelievable. Holly Stables was like, she'll be done after this. She'll be broken. She won't ever be able to run again. I'm like,
don't think she will.
She'll be all right.
I think she'll be fine, actually, which is mental.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well done. Absolutely unreal. Yeah, maybe we need a separate, like, a win grim get in the bin and, like, a
what
totally
the fuck?
Unbelievable.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Amazing. Do you want to put anything in the bin this week?
Oh, God. Izzy Ely. Hello, Izzy.
Hello, Izzy.
She's corresponding by the method of the gram.
Excellent.
And she has got one for us, right?
Okay.
Anna, have you ever been in the gym and you've gone, I need to use that machine, but it is sandwiched between two other people? Or have you got on a machine and then two other people who know each other have got on a machine either side of you?
Yeah. Right. What's coming?
Well, this happened to Izzy Ely.
Oh, Izzy.
Hi, Ali and Anna. I'm an avid listener of the pod, and I always look forward to listening when a new episode is out. I just thought to reach out to contribute to a get in the bin. Right. I'm currently training for the London Marathon, which will be my first ever marathon. And I've been having a flare-up of shin splints. Boo. Mm-hmm. Not ideal, I know.
Get off the treadmill then.
And also just go and see a physio and make sure it's not your anterior tendonitis flaring up or your ITB.
Or it could actually be calves. But anyway, carry on.
Like a good runner, I want to do my easy, in inverted commas, run on the elliptical machine, cross trainer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
When two men got on machines either side of me.
Okay.
This doesn't usually bother me at all, as I just crack on in the gym, but they proceeded to talk across me. I was in the middle quite loudly, so I could hear them over my AirPods, which were in noise-cancelling mode. Must have been pretty loud.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's pathetic, but when people do this, it grinds my gears, especially when you feel them both looking at you at the same time. I caught myself giving them a glaring look and carried on with my session. Luckily, they left and I could enjoy my cross training again. So have you ever had that happen to you? People talking over you?
I have.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
it's infuriating, and it's so, but you feel it's also like dead awkward though, because you're just like, I'm really in the way. And actually, I'm pretty sure at one point I was like, do you want to just swap?
That's what I
But
was
then it's
thinking.
annoying. But it's annoying because you, if you've been on it already for like 15, 20 minutes or whatever, and you're like, I've got my stats on there. Because what I would do to like record it for Strava, for example, so that I've got it as a like, so I can see, look back over the training, is be like, take a photo of the screen so that you've got the time, distance, etc. And then add the photo onto the Strava. Because you can't always put all of the different stats in. So yeah, if you then had to swap halfway, I'd be a bit annoyed.
Well, I said to her, what were they talking about? And she was like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It was in Russian.
Oh wow. Oh,
He can't even
okay.
earwig. He can't even eavesdrop.
No.
Because I've got this fantasy of that happening and me suddenly just taking my AirPods out and going, well, to be honest, mate, I think she's probably fucking that bloke at work. Like just joining in with their conversation and just seeing what happens. I would love that. But yeah, that is a get in the bin. It is a get in the bin. Don't do that,
Yeah.
people. It's rude.
No, get in the bin. Get in the bin. All right. We've got loads of stuff to get through today from you lovely listeners, which is so nice. We've got playlist requests. We've got correspondence in the corner. So I think we should leave that Wingrim get in the bin there and move on to some playlist stuff. So I'm going to read out some stuff that we've had, I think mostly via email. I also had another idea of something that I wanted to do, but maybe I'll do that next week. And it involves, do you know what that is, Ali?
Oh
What am I holding up?
my God. An iPod. A large
An
one.
iPod.
It looks like a clicky wheel. It's a clicky
Yeah,
wheel.
it is a clicky wheel.
How do you charge that bastard? Can you charge it?
So some for some reason, I still have the long flat charging thing for it
Oh
too.
my God. That is incredible. It's not even a shuffly shuff
The
shuff.
relic. It's a relic.
I've got an
So what I
iPod
was,
Shuffle. But it's a James
yeah.
Blunt one that was given away with his album, so it's only got the James Blunt albums on
Brilliant. What I was going to do, mine's got my Great North Run playlist on it. So what I was going to do, and maybe we'll save this for next week, is get my iPod playlist up, and then we can yay or nay some of my Great North Run from 2010 playlist suggestions.
I
But
think
is
that I've got a better
what to
idea.
tune in next week for that?
I think we should
What?
give it to Dean and make him listen to it on his 50 mile or whatever's on it. He can't take it off
Oh.
with a pair of wired white headphones in the
Well,
style of Pilty de Walter.
they have to be wired white headphones because it doesn't have Bluetooth, does it?
No, because
No,
the Bluetooth wasn't invented then. Ha!
they only had white ones. So yeah, we'll do that next week. But for now, some lovely emails from the lovely listeners for the playlist. So Matthew Smith has been in touch. Not that one.
Again. Oh,
Not
not
that one.
Doctor, a different one.
Different one.
Oh.
Hey. Nice. Just
Hey.
wanted to say, I really love the podcast. I'll echo what others have said. It's a nice breath of fresh air in a plethora of running
I
podcasts.
feel like it's a bit of a stinky fart in a plethora of podcasts,
Hey
okay.
Matthew, if you want to just copy and paste that and put it into Apple reviews on the pod, that would be great. Thank you. He says it's a great listen on a run or while at work. Glad I
If you
found
and if you want to make up another name, put that bit in as well under a different name, you can. Q.
and put it in on Spotify reviews as well. Thank you.
Or buy a billboard in
Right.
central London and put it on there too.
I
Thank you.
was eyeing up some billboards in Rugby the other day.
They're cheap. They are cheap billboards.
Well, there are four that have been defunct for many years now. So I feel like no one would really notice or care if I just put something up on them.
It would take a while. I mean, you've got the nursery to do first before you start going
I
into the
have
paper
got
and
the nursery to
billboards.
do. Can you tell that I'm in like a different
I can tell. I'm watching it come together.
configuration?
Every week it's like changing rooms happening in front of you. It's quite
I've
incredible.
just realised I'm going to need to get a new lampshade as well because that one's black and that won't go. Anyway. Playlist
Anyway.
suggestion from Matthew Smith. The Wait by Sims. It's a banger. Take care.
The weight,
Matthew Smith.
WAIT or WEGI, do you have to have chat?
As in, like, how much do you win? Way. Win?
A who?
Sims.
It's not on here.
Oh.
I got the weight. There's lots of the weights, but none by Sims.
SIMS.
Nope.
Well, well,
Can't
well.
be.
Sorry about that, Matthew. All right, next.
Take it up with Sims.
Yeah. Maria Graham.
Yes,
Hiya,
Maria.
just started listening to your podcast after having it recommended to me by some of the coaching group I'm in. Thanks, coaching group. Can we find out which coaching group, please? And we'll give you a shout out. I'm only two episodes in and I'm loving it. Oh, Maria, you're going to take a while to hear this shout out then.
Yes,
You've
quite some
got
time.
40, 41 hours
But
left
not if
until
you're
you
Camille
get your shout
Heron.
out.
If it was Camille Heron, she'd just do it in a couple of days.
She's already done
Yeah.
it. Maria says, I found the playlist. Good. And I have two suggestions, if that's okay. Of course it is. The first is a banger. Rammstein, Du hast.
Worst. We probably can't hear that because
Du hast nicht.
I'm quite. That was lovely. You're gonna sing that for the baby when it's born.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be your
Yeah.
birthing song.
I reckon it'd be really good to push to, you know.
So do I.
Du
I've got a road session after this, and I'm
hast.
going to listen to that on the
Du
road
hast
session.
nicht. Du hast nicht. For anyone who doesn't know Rammstein, they are a German heavy metal band, in case you hadn't
They
noticed.
do the most incredible live sets with like
Yeah.
fire cannons and shit. I had my eyebrows burnt off
Oh.
at the back of the O2 once because it was
Oh,
that
with your
hot.
face just
Yeah, it was
feels
like,
so
it's melting.
hot.
Amazing.
Oh God, that is such a good song. It's from the soundtrack to, I want to say, The Matrix. I'm sure they used it in The Matrix.
He's been on a few.
But yeah.
Anyway, it's
So
on.
yeah.
I've added it.
I mean, for some reason, when I read Maria Graham, I was like, oh, she sounds like a lovely lady who goes to her running coaching group. And then she's like, I want
She sounds like,
Rammstein.
yeah, it's like, that's a just, it sounds like she could be friends with Gemma. I'm a Gemma in cahoots.
Yes,
Gemma's
indeed.
going to be jumping up and
And
down with joy at this. At
then
this. Yes!
the second one that she would like is called Male Stripper by Man to Man. Man to Man. So man, the number two, and man. And I've never heard this song, but in my head, it's like the polar opposite of Rammstein Du Hast. I feel like it's something to do with like, are you listening to it? She's bopping. It's a
It's
bop.
brilliant. That's
Is it?
brilliant. Yeah. It's
It's from
brilliant.
1987.
I love it. Already, I love it. Yeah, it's
The
going on.
lyrics start, I was a male stripper in a go-go bar. And then it repeats that a few times. And then it says something about built like a truck, I'd bump for a bug.
It's built like a truck. I'd bump for a buck. And that is the podcast episode title.
Oh,
It's brilliant because it's not like a song. It's like a dance song. It's like this. It's like you just walked
great.
into a gay club and there's like five blokes standing in front of you and they're all oiled up and they're doing this. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm in the right place. This is amazing. And a cocktail sweeps in from the side. You're like, I'm going to have the time of my life in here. It's going to be amazing. So
Well, this
yes,
is quite the review from Ellie. I
I'm
can't
adding it.
wait to hear
It's gone to the top of the pile.
this.
God, my road session's going to be incredible after this with Du Hast and Male
Oh,
Stripper. Extended mix, which I've added,
no.
just extended it a bit. Love it.
John Dudley.
John
John
Dudders.
Dudley says, thank you both for another day of keeping me company through another day at work. Stick and Flick just finished, and now on to Ali's debrief of the arc.
Sorry.
You've inspired me to sign up to volunteer for the Spine and Centurion Winter 200. Thank you. Big thumbs up. I've been meaning to volunteer for stuff, but listening to tapes of doing hard things made me think about helping people do those hard things. I love that.
Yeah, that is
Yours is
nice.
such a great. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, John, if you want to get on Apple Reviews, maybe Spotify. Yours is such a great pod, and it's been a light in a pretty shitty 2024. So thank you.
What you're saying is, John, we have saved 2024 just
We
two
are the
months into it.
saviours. We are the saviours of. We're 3 months
2024.
in now.
No, we're not. It's only 12th of March. Two and a half.
2.5. Training block for Race to the Carphone Warehouse has just begun, so fingers crossed for that. I will carry your wisdom with me on this journey.
Please do.
Right, for running
Right, let's
through
get down to the
podcast.
nitty gritty, shall we, dudders?
Few playlist suggestions. There's a few. There's
Cool.
five. For
Five.
running. Yeah. For running. This one sounds fun. Dance of the Mad Bastards. PWEI. Never heard of it.
Populate
But when you
itself.
Google
Populate
it,
itself, my friend.
wow. Yes,
Okay.
when you Google it, there's some pretty psychedelic artwork that goes with it, so that's great.
Beautiful.
Cool Thing slash Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth.
This is all very interesting stuff because I don't know any of these yet. I've not gone, oh, yeah, I love that song.
Yeah,
Like,
but I love that about this playlist is that it's like other people's bangers,
like a
because otherwise
discovery.
you just get stuck in the so same rut, don't you, of just listening to
Yeah.
the same songs.
Yeah, of your own
And
bangers.
Gigantic, Gigantic by Pixies.
Pixies? Well, there's so many good Pixies songs, though. Okay.
Right, more? We've got
Thanks very
more.
much, Dudders.
More from Dudders for belting out when you just need to sing when you need a bit of joy. All or Nothing by Small Faces. I love
No.
Small Faces. I don't
No.
remember that. What? What?
It's just no. It's too triggering for me. When I was 16, I used to go to nightclubs that were 60s themed, and I would only wear 60s dresses, and I would only wear, have my hair done 60s, and I would only. And to be honest with you, it was all a bit weird and a bit creepy because the blokes that were in there may well have been born in the 60s. And All or Nothing is a was a song that was played in there quite a lot. The answer is no on this one.
Okay.
Sorry, Dadders, but we have added the other ones.
Oh, we've got another one then. Do you realize Flaming Lips?
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah.
Julius won't like that, but we'll have it.
Dudders says, keep up the good work and I'll get back to Ali fangirling about Mark Derbyshire. Love, John D.
Okay. Love you, John D. Bye.
There you go. So that concludes our roundup of playlist additions sent in by you, the wonderful listeners, via the medium of email this week. If
Email.
you would like to drop us an email, we are
Which stands for
Ultra Sound System.
electronic mail, in case you didn't know.
We are ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Send us your playlist suggestions, send us your correspondence, your funny stories, your tales of woe. Hey, send us some photoshopped photographs if you are that way inclined of editing your little, if you're an amateur editor of photographs, we
Just
love some
like to play
photoshopped
around with
pictures.
editing. What is this?
No one believes you, Kate. Sorry.
Kate's not there anymore. She's gone.
Topical. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
AI
Kate can't
Kate.
come to the phone right now.
Because she's AI.
Because she's dead.
God. God's not that.
Conspiracy theories. I've turned into a conspiracy theorist this week. I can't believe I haven't even mentioned it. So this whole like royal family business has just got me in a spin. My WhatsApp groups are popping with
Are they?
memes, with conspiracy theories, with I told you so's. I've been reading the news on Sunday. It was my lead story. I am responsible. I am a media person responsible for causing all of this hoo-ha. So if you hate it, it's all my fault.
You know that woman, the conspiracy theorist about the ultras?
Yes, who
What's
thinks
her
that
name?
people don't run ultras
Is
because
it Be I want to say Bennifer.
Bennifer?
Who is it? What's her name? But anyway, she started following me on Facebook
Are
and
you
liking,
joking?
nope, and liking all my posts and laughing at all my posts on my Facebook. Benfer, that's her name. What's her fucking name? And I was like, and lots of people were like, oh my God, you've made it. Because she's the woman who doesn't believe in ultras. She's the one that
Jane.
Jane. So
Jane Benfer.
she's got another name that she uses on Facebook, Tara something or other. And they were like, she started to laugh at all your posts. And I was like, who is this person? And then I was like, oh shit, it's her. So I had to block her and block all of her profiles. I really
Oh
kind
my
of wish I'd kind of
God.
left it to see what she would say. But
Yeah.
yeah, she's the one that doesn't believe ultras are real and it's all set up. So
Brilliant.
yeah, made it big style.
Brilliant.
But it's yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because it's like there's conspiracy theories and then there's the actual people who are making stuff up.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got just a quick segue, right? New thing for the pod. New what's it called? Not topic.
Feature. Feature.
Feature. Races I'd like to make up. Races I'd like to do. Ali Bailey's Race Company, Inc. Okay, I'm
Okay.
setting up a race company and
Great.
I'm going to ask the listeners what they would like to do. But this is my first race. It is
Okay.
called the Influencer Backyard Ultra. And
Okay.
what it is, it's a backyard ultra, so you know that, 4.2 miles. every hour on the hour. Last man standing wins. But this is for people who are influencers in the running world. Now, to enter, they need to give us their logins. And Bobby Loggins will keep hold of their logins. Bobby Loggins.
He's like, that Kenny's brother?
He's like David Goggins, but he's a monster with logins, right? Now, he sat there, and you also have to give up your mobile device. So he sat there, all the mobile devices in front of him. These are the people that are, like, giving it the big one on Instagram, like the hardest geezer, all those fucking guys who are like, I'm double R bastard. I can do this, I can do that. We'll see, won't we? Because now it's time for the Influencer Backyard Ultra. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God.
It's met. You've got to keep going. The only person that gets to keep their social media accounts is the winner. And anyone else, the minute that they fall, all their social media will be deleted, all their followers lost forever, and we'll take a crowbar to their mobile device and just smash it up in front of them.
Oh, my God.
And they're never allowed to have another social media account. So the last man standing is the one that's actually done the work.
Oh.
Channel 5, just drop me an email. You can live stream it. So that's my first one. This is going to be, every now and again, I'll come up with one and I'll tell you what it is. But that's my first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's pretty savage, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great though.
That is actually brutal. I mean, they're literally losing their jobs as well.
Yeah,
as
I know. And their livelihoods and everything they've built. Brilliant. Yeah. I love it.
Brilliant. Okay, right. We've got some correspondence in the corner as well.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
I'd like to start off with just something really short, sharp, and to the point. It's from friend of the pod, Rebel.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh.
I'm trying to be short and to the point. Yep, Rebel, go. Perfect.
She says she lost a toenail at Trans Gran Canaria, so I have saved a photo of it so I can send it back to men who send me dick pics.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
No context, no words, just literally.
Please,
the minute that comes through, just send it.
I think if you sent that to us, Rebel, we could put it on the gram so other women could screenshot it and also use it for the same reason.
Yes. Help a girl out. Help a girl out.
And when you look at a toe without a toenail on it, it kind of looks like a little squidgy penis, doesn't it? A little horrible one.
It does look
one.
a little tiny pee-pee.
Yeah. I love it.
So I mentioned this to a girl that I work with. We were in on Sunday together, and weekend shifts tend to be quite quiet on the old radio. So we were just having a little chat. I was telling her about the pod. And she said to me, I told her about, she was like, so what do you talk about? And so I said, oh, well, this week we're going to talk about a girl who saved a photo of her toenail so that she can send it to men who send a dick pic. She was like, that's hilarious. Once on TikTok, I was asked if I wanted $2,000 in exchange for a bag of my toenails.
The answer to that question is yes. Send the money.
So, no, right.
A
so this
bag
is where
of
we
toenails.
Her toenails. I was like, hey, I can scoop them up off my desk.
Yeah, you can just scoop them off. You can just open that cupboard behind you where I'm pretty sure they're all stored and they'll just fall out.
That's what this cupboard's been brought in for. This is the toenail wardrobe.
Yeah.
So this got me thinking, and I think this is the conundrum for the week.
Cumumbrance. Remember.
There's a cumumbrance in this corner because my initial thoughts are $2,000. Yeah. Fine. It's just literally toenails. Like, there's no
it's a
harm
lot,
in it.
Though. How many toenails?
Non-specified. However, I don't think it's like 2,000 toenails. However, my concern is where my brain instantly went to was your toenails contain DNA, right? So someone could either clone you or frame you for a murder.
People would be so disappointed if they cloned me.
Yeah, but they could frame you for murder.
I mean, yeah. How many? Yeah. I mean, they could give it a go.
I don't know if that's actually true. So if we have a doctor in the house, is there a doctor in the house?
I think there is a doctor, a couple of doctors. Do you know what? There might be a forensic pathologist in the house because there was one that listened to BBR that I think has come over. So if there's a forensic pathologist in the house, could you frame someone for murder using toenail DNA?
Please tell us. I'd like to know. You can email us, ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com, or you can drop us a DM. We are ultrasoundsystempod
Or if you're that high up, you can probably find us anyway on the big system, computer system.
Exactly. All right.
£2,000 for a bag of toenails. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Inflation. Hey, you know they keep putting taking things out of their basket that they use to measure inflation?
Yes.
What have they just taken out? Hand sanitizer. And something else, and put vinyl and something else. They should put bags of toenails in there.
They've just put air fryers in.
Yeah, it's a measure.
Have you got an air fryer?
No,
me either.
No, I think I might get one though, because my oven keeps making noises and black smoke keeps coming out of it. So I might get one.
Have you cleaned it recently?
That was stupid. Why would I do that?
Yeah, maybe clean it first before you buy new things.
I'll get a man to come in and clean it.
Yeah, do. Get a man to come in and clean it. Right, next. This is a mixture of correspondence and a little bit of playlist, but I've put it in the corner because...
Ooh, playlist corner.
Though it's like choralist corner.
Choralist corner. Beautiful.
Yeah. So this is from Rob, who put at the end of his email, at running some more on Insta. So Rob is someone who I met at Endure 24. I want to say last year, but maybe it was the year before. Can't remember when. All the years blow into one now. And he was there with his girlfriend. He was running solo and so was I. And I'm pretty sure...
Running solo. Yeah, I ain't got crew, I ain't got friends, just running around for days on end. Running solo. That's good.
That's really good. That was really good. That should be like a theme tune.
Well, when we make the compilation album at Christmas to make some money, we'll put that on it.
Yes, indeed. Fine. So Rob is from the northeast of England and actually embarked on his own solo challenge. Don't start singing that song again. I'm done with that. And he ran from his house to his mum's last year, and it was quite some miles. I wish I probably should have like done not my research because I'd remember like following up.
Basically, this story is there was a man and he ran quite far and his name's Rob. That's the story.
Basically, but he's given us a story. And the reason why I was drawn to this in our email inbox was the subject line of I don't have a shitting myself story. Sorry.
I love it. And I'm surprised it got through the filters, to be honest.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So. Oh, by the way, Rob ran from Newcastle to just past like Manchester. It was 436 kilometres and it took him 11 days.
Yeah. Do you know how long that would take Camille?
Like 2 hours.
I know.
Disgusting. Anyway,
sorry, Rob, very well done. Congratulations, but you're shit compared to Camille.
No, stop it. Everyone's shit compared to Camille. She's not real.
That is right. True. She's AI.
Yeah, I'm going to get on my Jane Benford bandwagon.
Oh, fucking hell. Can you imagine? Benford's probably exploded. Her head's exploded.
Right. Rob says, hello. I'm working hard to catch up on all of the episodes, but I'm so behind. Please forgive me. So by the time
Please
Rob hears...
Please stop making them.
By the time Rob hears you call him shit, he'll have at least given us a few more listening hours. So that's great.
Yeah.
She didn't mean it, Rob.
I didn't mean it. It's a term of endearment.
So, Rob says, I'm about to adopt a kid.
What, a small goat?
No, a child.
Oh.
So I've recently started volunteering at Junior Park Run. There is a striking resemblance between the back of the pack at Junior Park Run and when you hit a low on an ultra. Temper tantrums, crying, puking, rolling around on the floor. Usually dealt with by either being dragged along by a grown-up or being bribed with sweets and snacks. I saw one adult dangle a £20 note in front of their child to try to motivate them forwards. It seemed to work, but there's no carbs in money. The polar opposite of the 9-year-old at the front, who can somehow run 340 per kilometre, fucking freaks the lot of them.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Isn't it? But it's so funny. Like, ultra runners are such toddlers. Like, when it goes to shit, you literally revert back to like the most tribal, childlike form, don't you?
Yeah, you're like, no, stop it. No, no, no.
Don't like it.
I'm not hungry. Do you want some squashums?
Yes. Yummy. Yeah. I'm not tired. Yeah, literally.
I need a poo.
A tiny little ultra runner to look after.
You're just going to be laughing at it like I've done that. Yeah, I understand.
Crewing a tiny little toddler.
But maybe ultra runners understand their children better because they're like, I totally get you, man. Like, I go back to feeling like that. Like, it's brilliant.
How funny is that, though?
I love it. So good. But dangling a £20 note in front of... I might be pacing Sean, not Danny Dyer, later on in the year. And I reckon a £20 note on a fishing rod. Yeah, I just get a fishing rod and I just... Yeah. Like, and he'd be like this. In fact, it'd probably be a 50. Got to be a 50, innit?
Difficult to spend £50 notes.
Yeah, it's difficult to spend them, isn't it? I wonder how many carbs a £50 note has got in it, though. I think it's probably got more than a 20.
As Rob says, there are no carbs in money.
How does he know? Has he eaten money?
Right, so Rob also goes on to say, I've got a few songs for you. I remember one of you saying that new songs are non-bangers. Do you remember we used to say, like, they don't make music like they used to make music?
Well, not till Bob Villain came along.
So
I love Bob Villain.
Rob has tried to find some new songs from his running playlist to add to the collection. I hope Ali doesn't poo-poo them.
Well, I've already called you shit, so what else could go wrong?
All right. Do you think this is why people don't email us in, Ali? Because when they do, you just call them shit.
Well, I'm doing the mummy toddler thing where I'm like, stop it. No. Like, that's what I'm doing. That's why I don't have any children.
All right. So the lottery winners, Worry.
Okay. Oh, it's on there. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Great.
I mean, this is going on whether you say yes or no, because just for the very fact that it's Sam Ryder, and I love Sam Ryder.
I love him. He can be in my... I want him to be in my dinner party. I want him to be on my crew. Yeah. Imagine a crew with Rylan, Sam Ryder.
Oh!
Like if you are doing an ultra, they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But I feel like Rylan would maybe be a bit funny if it was a muddy one.
I think he'd be funny, though. It would be funny. I think he'd be dressed well. Noel Fielding, I want him on the crew as well. Fantasy crew. This is a podcast Instagram question. Fantasy running crew. The crew that are going to crew you.
Yeah, a bit like, you know, where it's like, who do you want at your dinner party? But this time...
You can have five fantasy people on your crew for 100 miler. So you've got them for 24 hours at least.
Wow.
Which Sam Ryder song? Because there's so many good ones because he's so nice, isn't he?
He is. Mountain, please.
Okay. And what about all of the rest of them because he's so nice, isn't he?
Why not? Why not?
I'd like to touch his hair.
Oh, that's questionable.
I'd like to lay in a bed and smell it.
Okay.
Should we stop there with that?
Yeah, I think we ought to. I don't want any like injunctions and things. And then finally, Billy Talent, Fallen Leaves. Does 2006 count as new?
Yes, it does. And it's a tune. And I love Billy Talent. I worked with them at Atlantic Records. They're excellent. Very, very good.
Rob, again, if you'd like to get onto Apple Podcasts/Spotify/ wherever you listen to your pod and leave us a little review of your last line of this correspondence. Love everything about the pod. Please don't stop. Rob,
as a... similar to Fallen Leaves, it's gone and put Last Resort by Papa Roach up. So I've had to add that as well.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes,
this is my last resort.
Absolutely amazing.
I can't wait to sing all these songs to my little girl.
Listen to this. My life into pieces. That's beautiful singing. Absolutely lovely. I don't think she'll have a problem sleeping, will she?
No.
That was great. That was so much great correspondence. I loved it.
I know. Do you want one more?
Yeah, go on.
Simon Bransfield Garth.
Who? Sounds like a lawyer.
Bransfield Garth. Hi guys. Loving the pod as ever. Just finished Ali's brilliant book, and it got me thinking about running goals.
Did it now?
We are used to setting ABC goals, where A is the stretch and likely to fail, and C is the okay but no cigar. I mean, also known as the seagull. Seagull. But if the seagull is along the lines of get round, have fun, and don't break anything, surely that is by far the most important. And the most important goal should be A, shouldn't it? Then the others are a cherry on the top if they happen. It sounds silly, but regular ABC means you are almost certain to fail if you turn the goals around and rank them by their importance rather than their difficulty. You are likely to succeed, and if you go above and beyond with a more challenging B and C goal, so much the better. Of course, it's just semantics, but why set yourself up to fail? Just a thought.
But if you turn it round, it's CBA, which is can't be asked. Simon Spielberg, or whatever your name is.
Bransfield Garth. That is very true.
I love the idea of Simon Bransfield Garth sitting at his desk.
Yeah.
With his writing his correspondence, being like, I've had a thought. And writing this thought down and thinking that we will be like, was actually, we're just like, what? What do you mean?
I agree, but I don't think they should be called Can't Be Asked or CBA. Because that to me, like, if you call your A goal get round, don't break anything, and do your best and finish. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the cherry on the top. Like, I don't, that for me, my brain goes, well, no, because A is the top. So you can't have a cherry on top of the top of the top.
It's about this bonuses, really, isn't it? It's about.
It's like when they put A plus and A plus plus and A stars into fucking exam results.
Yeah, it's about.
Just stop at A.
All of that goal stuff is about you and like what your values are, what you want to get out of something. So like a lot of people, that is their A goal. And like, but if you've done something loads of times, then I think you can afford to put, and the other thing is about how you deal with this idea of failure. Like I don't really do failure anymore. I'm just like, well, it's all an adventure anyway. So what I'd like to do is this, but then I like to go, oh, well, that's not going to happen. What's the next thing that I can do? Cause I just like that. I think I'm a little bit like, oh, I like things. Yeah. But it's an interesting concept, Simon.
Yeah, I like
and,
it.
I'd like to know other listeners, how other listeners do that for their running life. How do you set yourself up at the start of something that you want to do? Do you have an A goal, B goal, C, the C goal? Like, what do you do? That's interesting, isn't it? Or do you just go and be in the moment and have an adventure and not really worry about that stuff?
Well, who knows? Like to know.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? That's going on. Bit of Shy FX. Lovely.
I love that. Yeah. All right. And so concludes the correspondence in the corner for this week.
That's the end of the correspondence. I would just like to add, I spent some time with the correspondence corner award-winning Ivor Novello nominated composer Fiona Wallace.
Yeah.
At the weekend, she was quite excited about the jingle, so she actually played it to a group of people. It was almost like one of those mystery
live
shopper type things.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a live listen back. You know, they do. Like, we sat with their cheering before his albums came out.
Yeah.
Feedback was muted.
Okay.
I don't think people understood. I think they needed to hear it in context. And when you hear it in context, it's a banger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. In
You're
the
like,
context.
Yeah.
I think so. What are you doing this week?
Je suis allé, French again, to Brecon to see the Brecon. Pegasus lads and lasses and do the Wild Horse 200 workshop. So I'm going to get Brecon and I'm going to run around with them all and I'm going to teach them how to win the race. I'm going to talk to them about how I accidentally won the race. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I am going to parkrun, obviously. I'm going to get my O this week.
Ooh. Where are you going? Oslo?
No.
Oslo? Ormskirk?
No.
Onionville?
No. Oaklands.
Oaklands. Oaklands
in
furniture
Birmingham.
Store.
That's pretty much it. My weekend so far. Oh, and I'm going to go up the allotment. I'm going to get that ready.
Nice. Get it ready. Or what, do you have to put things in the ground and things like that?
We've got to get the ground ready. The stuff's being planted at home at the moment to germinate.
Anything exciting in there?
Oh, just the usual potatoes, beans, onions.
I have got
courgettes.
An allotment challenge for you.
Okay.
Calamansies.
What is that?
Calamansi, calamansi, calamansi.
How do you spell it?
Calamansi. Calamansi. It's a small lime. It's like this big. It's
I'm
like
not going to be able to grow that at the allotment, am
oh,
I?
Oh, come on. Why are you...
They're
why
orange inside.
They are delicious and they are sweet and they grow in the Philippines and are very hard to grow. So I want you and Neil to go down there with some bin bags, make yourself a little hot box and grow me some calamansis, please.
Can you grow calamansi in the UK?
A resounding no.
Well, citrus trees are surprisingly hardy and tolerate temperatures down to -5.
Right, let's do it.
So they're best grown in a large pot so that you can move them. So maybe not at the allotment because I think I probably need to keep an eye on it. So I'll grow it on a pot on the patio.
You can't wait for calamansis in 10 years.
Yeah, it takes 2 to 3 years before the plant starts to bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but hey, it'll be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like growing a baby all over again, but just for longer.
Yeah, it won't talk.
Just eat it. Don't eat the baby.
And you'll eat it. So it's totally different. Okay, then. Also, well, we love you, listeners. Keep your correspondence coming in. That was good, wasn't it? Lots of
please,
correspondence.
That was incredible. And we'll catch you all same time, same place next week. I love you.
Okay, I love you. Bye.